From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. On a day that hundreds of thousands of Egyptians took to the streets calling for his ouster, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak said today he will step down, but not until the end of his current term, which expires in September. Mubarak, in an address on national television, said he is proud of his achievements over the years in serving Egypt and its people. And on CNN, speaking through a translator, he again promised not to stand in the way of a transition of power.
I will say with all honesty and without looking at this particular situation that I was not intent on standing for the next elections because I have spent enough time in serving Egypt.
A senior U.S. official says the special envoy dispatched to Egypt by President Obama delivered the message the U.S. saw his presidency at an end and it should prepare for orderly transition. That message was reportedly delivered by former U.S. ambassador to Egypt, Frank Wisner. President Obama weighed in on the rapidly developing situation in Egypt today. The president's remarks his first on the situation there since late last week. Mr. Obama commended the Egyptian military for its handling of the situation in terms of working to not harm demonstrators. The president also called for continued calm and a peaceful transition, but said only the Egyptian people can determine a new leader. Tunisians are glued to their TV screens watching the Egyptian revolution unfold just 2 weeks after they threw off their own dictator. Elner Beardsley has details.
Streets bustle in Tunis and people more or less go about their business in a country that has just emerged from 2 decades of dictatorship. News that the European Union froze all the Ben Ali family assets this week was greeted with cheers. People say they hope Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak will be the next Arab president to go. Economist Mahmoud Ben Ramdan is a member of an opposition party banned by former Tunisian dictator Ben Ali. He says what happened in Tunisia set fire to the Arab world.
If it succeeds in Tunisia, and if it succeeds in Egypt, it will succeed on all the Arabic world. We are going to change the world, I'm sure.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tunis.
Another weather system blasting parts of the Midwest and heading east. Michael Cross of member station KOSU in Oklahoma City reports.
The Oklahoma Department of Transportation is trying to tackle the state's highways with about 500 trucks and more than 120,000 tons of sand and salt. Transportation Secretary Gary Ridley says the problems will last long after the snow stops as temperatures fall overnight.
Salt will start quit working at about 17, 18 degrees. The other de-icing materials we have can work a little bit lower, but when you get down around that single digit temperature, nothing is cutting the ice loose from the highway.
Ridley urges people not to travel through the state as Oklahoma temperatures won't move above freezing until Friday. Both of the state's major airports in Tulsa and Oklahoma City are closed, and all flights are canceled. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 148 points. This is NPR. Oil giant BP announced today the company is putting half its refining assets up for sale, including its facility in Arlington, Texas, that was the scene of a 2005 explosion that killed 15 workers. The move is the latest in a series of shakeups that have occurred in the refining sector after a year-long downturn that has cut into profits. For BP, the largest oil producer in the U.S. and the fourth largest refinery operator, the move could help raise cash as the company continues to pay cleanup costs from last year's massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Florida Governor Rick Scott says he's confident the health care bill ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge will eventually either be repealed or declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. Florida Public Radio's Tremel Gomes reports.
Even though U.S. District Judge Roger Vinson's ruling Monday didn't call for a halt to the implementation of the law, Governor Rick Scott says he's not going to put forth any effort to deal with it until a final decision is made.
We are not going to spend a lot of time and money with regard to, you know, trying to get ready to implement that until we know exactly what's going to happen.
Scott has long been against federal health care reform. Judge Vinson ruled the individual mandate, which would require Americans to buy insurance or face penalties, is unconstitutional. The Justice Department said it would appeal. Governor Scott says he's not worried as to whether his delay in implementing the law could create problems for the state if the high court rules differently. For NPR News, I'm Tremel Gomes in Tallahassee.
U.S. transportation officials are now testing a somewhat less invasive full-body scanner at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. TSA spokesman says the less invasive system is being tested using a more generic image while still allowing screeners to search for weapons or other prohibited items. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.